Nevada Public College's high tuition hikes to spare some 300 jobs. Dive brief. Nevada higher education officials are considering raising tuition and fees by 12% for public four-year institutions and 9% for two-year colleges amid cost increases and the pending loss of millions in state funding. The hikes would save the equivalent of 317 full-time jobs, according to a proposal from Nevada System of Higher Education Chancellor Matt McNair and presidents of the system's colleges. More modest tuition and fee hikes could lessen student impact but lead institutions to cut 100 to 200 jobs system-wide. NSHE's Board of Regents plans to consider the proposals at a January 23 meeting. Dive insight. NSHE is looking to fill a funding gap amounting to tens of millions of dollars across its seven institutions in the coming years. The proposal before the Regents cited, in part, general cost increases in higher ed. That includes a 20.4% cumulative increase in the Higher Education Price Index, a sector-specific measure of inflation calculated every year by the Common Fund Institute, from fiscal 2021 through 2025. The Nevada higher ed system has specific costs it is trying to fund as well. A briefing from McNair and NSHE presidents pointed to a significant deferred maintenance backlog, as well other expenses such as student support services, technology infrastructure, cybersecurity, and a 1% merit increase for faculty salaries. In 2025, the legislature passed a more than $57 million bridge funding package to help the system absorb cost increases, but that money will run out in July 2027. The expiration will leave NSHE with a $27.1 million hole in fiscal 2028, including an $11.8 million shortfall at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and an $11.2 million gap at University of Nevada, Reno. That loss, plus salary increases in coming years, adds up to a roughly $41.4 million shortfall for the system in fiscal 2029. Officials tied that funding gap to the 317 positions that they may eliminate without more revenue. Most of those losses, 238 jobs, would come from various faculty and academic advisor positions, the rest from classified staff. The heaviest proposed tuition and fee increases would cover the gap, and then some, by raising an estimated $49.3 million in revenue. A lower hike of 8% for four-year college tuition and fees and 6% for community colleges would still leave a $9.3 million hole, potentially leading to 102 job cuts. An even lower price increase of 4% at four-year colleges and 3% at 2 years would leave a $25.5 million shortfall and might mean 206 job reductions. Those numbers are representations of the funding gap in terms of jobs. NSHE's institution leaders described a wider range of measures they may have to take absent tuition increases. Those include program eliminations and consolidation, hiring freezes, larger class sizes, reduced student services, and other budget actions. The briefing said that even the largest tuition spikes would still leave Nevada's public universities cheaper by thousands of dollars annually compared to the average among their peers in the Western Interstate Commission for Higher Education. Meanwhile, staffing at NSHE colleges remains generally below peer levels, according to a board presentation. Affordability compared to peers does not negate the reality of individual hardship that may result as cost of attendance rises, the briefing from McNair and the college's leaders stated. The institutions recognize that even comparatively small increases can have meaningful impacts for some students and families.